We cannot retreat to law. We have lost. Every governor that continues today, their tyrannical acts of forcing people into these hideous, hell-forsaken assaults on human decency and dignity and our right to free association in these masks, and every corporation that goes along with it, confirms that the fix is in. I'm just going to repeat this, not because I like hearing myself talk, but because I want to give you the confidence to repeat it as well. There is no medical evidence that exists on the face of planet Earth that justifies any individual wearing a surgical or otherwise cloth mask in public to prevent the transmission of any kind of a coronavirus, a novel coronavirus, influenza A, B, the common cold. Just keep running the list out. It doesn't work, it won't work, and it's not going to work. You're going to slow the spread. No, the summer is going to slow the spread, and herd immunity is going to slow the spread. So they're going to claim that, see, we're victorious. You didn't slow the spread. The heat slowed the spread, and the spread continued, as is evidence. You know how stupid and ridiculous this is? Every day when they scream at us, we got more cases, that means more people are dying, we're all going to die. More cases does not equal more hospitalizations or more death. It simply doesn't. Their own numbers say this. And their own numbers say you're not slowing the spread with the mask. Most places have had some form of mask ordinance going all the way back to April. It hasn't, it doesn't, and it won't work. But it doesn't matter. They don't want it to work. This is what you must understand. Part of this scam and part of this corona hoax and this corona coup is to make you sick. It is to plant the possibility in 150 million people who otherwise would not succumb to an upper respiratory infection or any other manner of Hades forsaken pathogen-related illnesses or oxygen-deprived illnesses that are going to start piling up. They know that that's baked in. Oh, and then they get to go, oh, the coronavirus has mutated, and now there's a new pathogen out there, and the mask must now become permanent. I'm not living in a society that permanently masks. You can count me out. If you're dumb enough, hey, if you think that citizenship in a society, that it's actually some kind of a prudent thing, that we all run around for the rest of our lives with diapers strapped across our faces, and you're willing to accept that, you're not even human anymore. You have completely lost your humanity. Remember, what distinguishes most people from one another? The face. Your face. That's how we recognize people. Hell, the technocrats that are in on this designed the facial recognition software. They didn't design mask recognition software. And they're going to force you into the mask. Then they're going to force you into a vaccine. And then they're going to tell you that the vaccine has to be updated every year. That you got to go get your yearly certification and get your vaccination. Well, I'm not going to do it. And neither are many, many, many of you. What are they going to do with us? Folks, our COVID Karen neighbors are losing their ever-loving minds, and they're growing in numbers. And the shrillness and the volume of their shrieks are growing daily. Their righteous indignation that they are part of the new holy people of earth because they're wearing a mask and Mike Church and Mittis Church and Mitter and Mittis Simpson are not is growing. That's pride. That is sheer, straight up pride. And who is the author of the sin of pride? Mittis Church, Mittis O'Connell said, Mitter Church, I want to answer. What's the answer? What, people can't hear you through the glass. Are you going to answer? Are you going to make it a Maggie Minute or not? The devil for the win. You're seeing pride. When you see pride like this, straight up evil. Straight up evil. Possessed, infatuated, obsessed. It doesn't matter. Straight up evil. They're cooperating with it. Now, why are media entities going to such extreme lengths to make sure that the pride-soaked, I'm of the new, holy good people of Earth because I wear a mask? It's almost like they're morphing into another race, right? Maybe even a new species. Used to be Bubus Americanus. Well, they've morphed into a species. They're now Mascus Americanus. What are we? Libertas Americanus. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. This is a control mechanism. You know, Orwell couldn't have even dreamed of this. He couldn't have dreamed that some of what he wrote would actually come true. Aldous Huxley could not have imagined that some of what he wrote could come true. So let's go to the science for a moment here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal on a newer used Kia in North America, you need to shop where I have been shopping for my cars. And by the by, you're going like, well, miniature, I'm a Chevy guy. I'm not a Kia guy. Tell you what, Kias, most of them are made right here in America these days, in Alabama. And that is, it is one of the most reliable, if not the most reliable vehicle I've ever owned. And I'm on my second one. So can I give an unqualified endorsement to Bulldog Kia? Yes, I can, and I do. So shop with our friends. And look, you're being told don't come into the dealership anyway. You know, the car dealer's going, hey, we don't want to see you. Hey, social distancing. Shop online. If you're going to shop online, why not shop where your money goes to good people? If you're going to buy a car anyway, why not buy it from people that are on your side? And I can assure you, the Kernall family and the entire family of good people at Bulldog Kia are on your side. So shop with them. It's easy to do. They make it really easy on their website. One of the best car dealer sites you'll ever go to, bulldogkia.com. Pick your newer used car out. I mean, you practically, it's like being on the lot anyway. The only thing you don't get is the smells, bells, and whistles. So shop online. You can call them at 855-BULL-DOG. They'll walk you through any financing option that you want. You'll get the best deal on a new or used Kia anywhere in North America. And through their VIP delivery service, because you know me, they'll deliver the car right to your front door. I've had three of them delivered here. No, four. Four of them delivered to me. I've never actually driven a car off the lot. But I have four cars that I have now gotten from Bulldog Kia. So do business with those who do business with us. And shop today with our friends at Bulldog Kia. Always online at bulldogkia.com. Or you can give them a call. They love hearing from our listeners. 855-BULL-DOG. Get any questions about this process, call them. They'll walk you through it. 855-BULL-DOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. You tell them King Dude sent you. Let's go to some science here today on masks. Now, I'm going to stay on this subject here because we have to fight this battle. I don't know about you. I am not going to surrender to the mask goons. We are Libertas Americanus. They are Mascus Americanus. I'm not surrendering. They're going to have to throw me in jail. They're going to have to sit me down and strap me to a gurney to strap that godforsaken thing on my face. I won't do it. Many of you are of the same. Well, let's make sure that we're educated about this and that out of charity, we can actually inform anyone, any man or woman of goodwill that truly, that there will come a point in time when COVID Karens and COVID Kyles go like, I really don't want to put this mask on anymore. They'll get tired of having to buy them, tired of having to wash them, tired of breathing their own snot in. Just wait until one of them actually gets a cold. It goes, wait a minute, I thought this thing was supposed to stop me from getting a cold. And they start wheezing and hacking snot and spittle into the thing. And they have to change it four times a day because it starts to stink and stick to their nose. Can you imagine just how disgusting and vile this is? How in the hell anyone could ever think that this is a health measure is just beyond me. But it won't take too many COVID Kyles or too many COVID Karens to start snotting into that thing and then having to change it and start sticking in their nose and to start smelling and stinking before they'll go, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Oh, but you signed up, Karen. Oh, but hey, you demonized and vilified your neighbors. And you called them out. Hey, I got a neighbor down the street mowing his lawn and he's not in his mask. You know, police departments across the United States are reporting record 911 calls with COVID Karens and Kyles ratting their neighbors out because they're walking dogs and they don't have masks on. Let me just put it to you this way. If you're out of doors and you're wearing that thing and you're doing it voluntarily, you're just stupid, dude. I mean, please don't anyone put any nuclear launch codes in the hands of any idiot that's doing that. As a matter of fact, keep weapons away from those people.